Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are going to talk about a new story, a new development that's come out. The Pope criminalizes the reporting of sex crimes in the Vatican. The Pope criminalizes the reporting of sex crimes in the Vatican. Now, this is really an astounding story. The Pope has been in the process, this new Pope Francis, of reaching out with all of this ecumenical-type dialogue with atheists and now homosexuals in the clergy, who am I to judge, all of this kind of thing. That's been going on. So now we have this story here. This is reported through Newslow at newslow.com. Pope criminalizes the reporting of sex crimes. Vatican City. A few eyebrows were raised last week when Pope Francis brought the Vatican's legal system up to date by criminalizing leaks of official information and formalizing laws against sex crimes. But now that the laws have been made public, a closer look revealed that the Pope has made it illegal to report sex crimes against children. Okay, this is what they're talking about now. Now that the laws have been made public, they can actually read them. They realize the Pope has made it illegal to report sex crimes against children. So they gave the impression that they were going to crack down on those who are committing these crimes, and instead they've done the exact opposite. They've helped to cover for these guys so that inside the Vatican, if there's any kind of criminal activity going on involving children, those who are doing it will be able to get away with it. Why? Because if anybody says anything about it, they can be punished with up to 2 years in prison. That's why. All right, so here's what it says. Quote, according to the new laws, revealing or receiving confidential Vatican information is now punishable by up to 2 years in prison, while newly defined sex crimes against children carry a sentence of up to 12 years. Because all sex crimes are kept confidential, there is no longer a legal way for Vatican officials to report sex crimes. If a sex crime happens legally, there is no legal way for anybody to go talk about it and expose it and have somebody arrested. All right, but now listen to this. Quote, we didn't mean for it to happen, obviously, lamented Vatican Foreign Minister Monsignor Dominique Mamberti. It's quite the papal pickle that His Holiness has placed upon our heads. Sex crimes are more illegal than ever, but technically it's illegal to report them. Mamberti said that the simultaneous passing of each law is merely a coincidence and insisted that the Church is not trying to protect itself against further embarrassment, but critics outside the Vatican are skeptical. But then it goes on to say, quote, they know exactly what they're doing, claims Fabrizio Perona of Italy's La Repubblica newspaper. They just thought nobody would notice. The Church wants to impress the world by getting tough on sex crimes, but they criminalized leaks, which is the only way anybody would ever discover their crimes. It's genius if you stop to think about it. Mamberti says plans are already being made to eliminate the loophole, but change often comes slowly to antiquated Vatican law, which is based on the 1889 Italian Code. We're not going to let a dangerous law like this stand, but people need to understand that this is the Vatican, and there is a process here. Voting, incense, prayer. We ask the minors at risk to please be patient with us. I mean, we ask the minors at risk, meaning the underage kids at risk, to please be patient with us. That's what he said.